Fossils of our ancestors tell many stories. Increases in brain size are obvious. So too are evolved changes in the structure of legs and in the location where the spinal cord enters the skull. When our ancestors became bipedal, we kept our heads more erect relative to our torsos, not lifted up to see ahead as we knuckle-walked or the like. The classic reconstruction of our evolutionary history is that we started walking upright when we left the trees. Now come fossils of an 11.6-million-year-old ape, Danuvius guggenmosi, from Germany. It had long arms and a long, flexible lower back suited for hanging in trees and navigating among branches, as do modern gibbons and orangutans, but strong legs, more modern knee and ankle structures, and a spine that all say it moved around upright. Combine these traits and you get an ape that walked upright in trees. Hard to believe? Yes, but big apes today walk on big branches, branches that are big enough to support them safely. Am I saying that we're just big apes? Take out the adjective just, given our many other traits, but we are among the heaviest of all apes. The fossils and the interpretation of their traits still leave a number of questions. One is that we don't know if Danuvius is on our direct evolutionary line. We can't get heritable genetic traits from a different species. Another is that the fossil is not complete enough for a definitive picture of its lower back. Still, it's an intriguing lead. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.